Today's daf is Mem Zayin. We'll start on the bottom of Mem Vavam Beis. The Gemara says Tanur Rabbanon, two lines up. Tanur Rabbanon, Misha Bav Amar Ger Ani. Person comes and says, I'm a Ger, Yachal Nikablenu. One might think you're allowed to accept him, trust him that he's a Ger. Tamalomer, Itcha has to be with you, the Pasuk says. What's the whole Pasuk on the side here? V'chi Yagur Itcha Ger Bar Tzachem Lo Sonu Oso. When a Ger lives with you in your land, don't oppress him. So what does it mean, itcha, with you? Says Gemara, b'muchzak l'cha, that you have a chazaka, you have a certain understanding that he's already, you had, for some time, you knew that he was a ger, but someone to just show up and say, I was a ger, that's someone we don't trust. So then the Gemara says, bava eid of imo, minayin, how do I know if a guy comes, and he brings eidim, that he's a ger, how do we know that we believe him? Tamalomar v'chi yagor itcha, says Rashi in the bottom. Last Rashi in the page says Tamalomer v'chiyagur mikol makom. So if he comes from wherever it is, unclear what exactly that drush is. The Gemara is going to ask later. Rashi says l'kaman parach came into aid of imo pshita mi baikra. Once he brings Edom, it's pashut. We believe him. We always believe Edom. So what's it telling us if he brings Edom, we believe him based on the Gezeres Kasev? It seems pashut. The word v'chiyagor is extra. V'chiyagor seems to include other areas. So itcha sounds like it's limiting. Itcha has to be someone with you who you know of already. But v'chiyagor sounds like it's an extra word comes to include more gear. How do you deal with it? So itcha comes to exclude someone who just comes out on his own without any edus, and v'chiyagor comes to include someone who has edus, and that's the case where we would trust the person to be considered a ger. Then Bar Tzachem, the pasuk says, in your land. Ainli ala be'aretz, I only know we trust a ger in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz la'aretz minayin. How do I know in chutz la'aretz that we could trust in a ger that he just comes from somewhere with edim, that we trust him? Tamalomer, itcha, with you, b'chol makom shitcha, wherever he is with you. So if it's bitcha means wherever he is with you, no matter Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, im kein ma tamalomer ba'aretz, why does the project say specifically Ba'aretzachem? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why it says Ba'aretzachem. There's a difference between, even though we trust him, bein ba'aretz, bein v'chutz La'aretz, there's still a difference. Ba'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, tzarech l'havi raya, b'chutz La'aretz, ein tzarech l'havi raya, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring along with your raya that based him with Mizgariu. But if you were chutz la'aretz, you don't have to bring a raya. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara is going to explain why that is. In Chacham Omrim, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, tzarech l'havi raya, you have to bring a raya across the board. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand why it says ba'aretz. But according to Chachamim, we're going to have to explain why does it say ba'aretz. I think the Gemara is going to address that later on. We'll see.
Doesn't this guy have a migo? Doesn't he have a peshasser? I mean, he's telling us he's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's telling us he became a ger.
Did he say that he's a goy? He just said that he's a ger.
The fact that he says he's a ger implies that he was once a goy, though.
He could have come and said, I was born Jewish. He could have just showed up one day and said, I was born Jewish. My mother's Jewish. No one knows the guy. No one knows anything about him.
When it comes to Yichus, though, there's no name minus by Yichus.
So what's the question?
I'm trying to remember this. The Sigis, the end of Kedushin, talk about these in Yanim. Talks about, let's say, how do you know someone's a Kohen, let's say? How do we trust someone's a Kohen in general? So there the Gemara is Mekel, that we trust the Chai, we trust the midwife. She, even though normally we don't trust the women, no, we don't trust them, but the Edis isn't good or Nemanis isn't necessarily good, there's a special exception by a Chai in saying that the child's a Kohen. But other than that exception, the Pnei Yeshua talks about whether that's a Din D'Oraisa or not. But normally for Yichus, we need real Edis. So for some reason, we're not trusting, when it comes to Yichus, I don't know the reason why, we don't trust a person's own testimony. That's not enough.
Maybe suggesting your Kohen is different than suggesting your Yid. Suggesting your Kohen is already very exclusive.
But even saying Kedush Yisrael is exclusive with respect to the rest of the world. So I'm not sure. I don't know. But I think it's based on a lot of the sugyas at the end of Kedushin. Also, similar things come up. How do you know which child's a Bechor? So the special pasuk says, Yakir, you believe the father is believed to say that his son is who's the Bechor. Even though normally you need Edis for everything, the special Gezeres Kasev, we trust the father for Bechor. So I'm not exactly sure. There's still either.
In regards to a Ger, you have the best
Edis.
It's the Dumila. Say it in the flush.
Say it again?
In regards to a Ger. when he says I'm a girl, or you need any edut, you can just show that you did milah.
No, you have to know the milah is good. Look at Rashi. We'll do your toast in a second. Look at Rashi. Tzarech lavi raya, the top Rashi there on the page. He says, Tzarech lavi raya, should be bezdin niskayer. Because Shema yigivoni mahuhu. He was had a milah from someone who wasn't a Jewish. He says, Eretz Yisrael is so beautiful, I want to live here. So maybe he's lying just to become part of the Jews.
What's the story of the Givonim?
The Givonim also, like the Arabs, they also do bris milah. But it's not a kosher bris milah because you didn't do it. You need a Jewish mole. Which Tosas b'muchsak lecha?
Yeah.
Tosas writes, Omer Rabbeinu Tam should go there or should go somewhere in the middle? Start from the top?
Yeah.
So Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the dafka b'yadidina and dahavi over kochav meikara. Only if we know he was a goy beforehand. Di lo havi adinim. Ah, very good. If we didn't know that he was a goy beforehand, mehemen migo di bay amar yisrael. And the mehemen, you learned this before. So he's mechavim to Tosfos that he's basically saying what you're saying that we would believe a person based on the migo. He could have just simply said he's Jewish. The fact that he had that tainet to say Jewish, but instead told us the reality that he was a ger, we trust him. But if we knew he was a goy, then the cheskas. He has cheskas that is puzzle. Then we need not amigos, not enough to undo that bioker that chazaka before him. Because the mamash bereish maseches pesachim, gavi hahu over kacham the havis salak va'achel pesachim yishalaim. A certain goy went to eat the carbon pesach. Vein lomar shiny hasam. So how come we didn't say he was a Jew? Maybe he was a Jew amigo. Vein lomar shiny hasam the havis samcha aruba the havis yisrael the habach. Maybe because most were Jewish. So that Gemara there, we believe the person. We know the person just showed up. It was a goy. He ended up being killed. The whole Gemara there. He wanted to eat from the, I think it was from the tail or something, a part of the animal that the carbon pesach was not normally eaten. And they knew, said, who told you to eat from this? And he said, well, so-and-so, this Rav told me to eat from this. And they realized that he was a goy trying to trick them. Ended up killing him, I believe. But what's going on there, before he had said, give me part of that animal, they let him eat from the carbon pesach. Why didn't they ask, well, who are you? Show us some yichus. Anybody who just shows up, we trust him, because if he says he's Jewish, we trust him even if he says he's Jewish, since we don't know that he was goy in the past. But he says, don't tell me, maybe only there because rove Jews are the ones coming. Because that's always the case. So whatever we do, they always rove Jews around us. So that's not Raya. So he brings a Raya, therefore the Migo does work. And he goes on to bring another Raya, fine. So that's the idea. So normally we do believe a person to say he's Jewish.
Well, then I wonder what the chiluk is by Kohen. You mentioned before, you need yichas by Kohen.
Right. There's a lot of Gemaras and Ksubas talk about that, about yichas from Duchen to Chuma to Mizbeach, all these different things. It's a much higher standard, I guess. What's the Migo there, I guess? He doesn't have any Migo to work with.
I mean, he could have said he's a Kohen the same way here he's saying he's a Yid.
No, but what's the other option? What could he have otherwise said? Here there are two approaches. A person could say, either I'm a Jew or I'm a ger. Either way, he's Jewish. So that's why, in fact, he said ger, which is, you know, is a weaker claim. Since he could have made the greater claim, we trust the weaker claim. But here there are no two claims to choose from, so there's no Migo by a Kohen, I don't think. So then the Gemara says, okay, the Gemara is going to analyze the Brisa above. Bahu ve'edav imo. Krolamli? The ger comes and says, here are my edim. So this is, again, we're going along with Tosa's assumption. We knew he was a goy beforehand. Now he says, by the way, I converted. He said, prove it to me. Oh, here are my two edim. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me we trust two edim? We know we trust two edim all over Shas, all over the Torah. Some of Rav Sheish says, Dami Shemanu Shinis Gayer, Bebesin Shoploni, Sagadaitach Lo Lehemne, Kamash Blom. So Rav Sheish says, where they said, we heard that you're Megayer in a particular Bezdin, and we would think maybe you shouldn't trust him. Kamash Malan. What's the idea here? So the Adam said, we heard, we didn't see him actually testify, but we heard that he became a ger in another Bezdin. So one would think maybe you shouldn't trust him. Kamash Malan, we trust Adam. Certainly if Adam saw the Geris, that's Pasha. This is where the Adam said, we did not see the Geris, but we heard that he was a Megair in Basin of Woodmere. So maybe he shouldn't believe since they didn't actually see it. The Pasuk says, no, that's good enough for these purposes to trust that he converted. I think that Rashi doesn't tell us anything, but I think that's what's going on here. Yeah, that's what they explain here.
The Gemara is saying it's pshita if he comes to the Edom.
That if Edom saw the Geras, that's pasha. Mm-hmm. So what's coming to include? It's coming to include another case where they didn't see the Geras, but they heard about the Geras. And when they heard about the Geras is enough for these halachas of Ger.
So why is still in the pasuk?
Because it's coming to include a different case. If he had Edom that saw him be Megayer, that's pasha, it works, that's Edus. There's a new case now. Edom didn't see the Geras, but they heard that Reuven became. Okay. So that's why you need the pasuk to say that works. Normally it doesn't work. Normally I can't say, I heard that Reuven killed someone. That's not Edus.
You need to see.
You need to see what happened. Okay. Here even Shmir works. Edus on Shmir works. Then the Gemara quotes from the Rabbi Yehuda as well, that Ba'aretz, Ein li ela Ba'aretz, the pasuk says Ba'aretzachem. I would think that only Geras, that Geras works only in Eretz Yisrael. But B'chutz La'aretz, Minayin, how do I know? Chutz La'aretz, it also works. Tamil Lomar, Itcha, B'chol Malkum Shitcha, wherever it is with you, even Chutz La'aretz, Geras is going to be accepted. So Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ha, Afikse, Chadam, Itcha? We learn Itcha in the beginning to teach me something else. Itcha taught us in the beginning of the Sugya, the bottom of Amud Beis. Itcha taught us that we don't trust him alone. It has to be someone who's muksak lecha, who you knew about already. A guy just showed up and says, by the way, I converted. We don't trust him. So how could Itcha now come to teach us another halacha? You can't use learn two halachas from the same word. So Gemara says, chadam Itcha v'chadam Imcha. The two different words in the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'chi yagor Itcha ger baratzchem lo sonu oso. It doesn't say Imcha in the pasuk. There's a gra here. The gra says, the different pasuk that you're using here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I see Rashi actually keeps Mimcha. You see Rashi? Mimcha, Mamcha. Ger v'toshav v'chaimcha. Imach. So ger v'toshav v'chaimach, that's a different pasuk, Imach. I guess the Gruff felt is a different pasuk maybe that was being used. Rashi, Gratha ger itchem. So there's another pasuk by Ger in another context, which is being used to teach us wherever he is with you, even b'chutz la'aretz, we could trust the Geras. So the interesting Tosas points out Dibur Maschel Ainli El Baretz. He says Perish the Mekablin Gerim. We accept Eidin even b'chutz la'aretz. V'yafagav the Chovas Agufi. So normally the lach is something that's Chovas Aguf, like Tefillin. That's on the Gavra. Dalaminim, not the greatest example, but let's say Tefillin, Talis, Davening, Torah. All these things went to Chovas Aguf. That applies everywhere. You never need to include a chutz la'aretz. Wherever I am as a yid, I have to do the mitzvahs. So why is there a havmina to think that in chutz la'aretz, I wouldn't be chayv in geiris? Geiris wouldn't be effective? That's chovas agavra. Something that's chovas akarka, like chuma and meiser, those things, are unique to Eretz Yisrael unless we have a special geiris akasav. The chovas agavra, we never distinguish between chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. So he says, even though it's a chovas aguf, you still have to have a pasuk to include chutz la'aretz came in the chesed ba'aretz. Since it says ba'aretz, you would think it'd be a special gzeiras hakasav, which would exclude it from chutz la'aretz. Kedash shochin, and we have b'sof perakam of the kushin, gavi shiluach avadim v'ashmatas k'safim, a similar case there. Okay. So then the Gemara says, chacham, let's understand the opinion of the chacham. Chacham omrim, Bain Bart, Bain Bachutzlarts, Sarach Lavi Raya. You always have to bring a Raya, even Chutzlarts, you need to bring a Raya that you've converted. Vela Huxib Barts doesn't say Barts, so what's the word Arts coming to teach us? If they're both equal, the halachas of Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlarts are equal, what's Barts Achem teaching us? Says the Gemara, Hahumi Baile, it's needed to teach me the Afilu Barts, Mikavlan Geir. Even Eretz Yisrael, you accept it. You would actually have thought the opposite, that only in Chutzlarts would you accept the Geir, but in Eretz Yisrael, you don't accept it. Why? What's the Havamina? The Sakadat Achamir, you would have thought Mishum Tivusa Eretz Yisrael Kamagari, because the greatness of the goodness of the land, it's so beautiful, the Kedusha. So that makes sense that they want to convert. So we wouldn't allow them to convert because they're doing it for the wrong reasons. The Hashtanami, the Leka Tivusa, and now even though there's no longer the Tivusa, it's not the greatest anymore, whatever, I'm not sure if it's referring to the Gashmir or the Ruchnis at this point, but now even though Eretz Yisrael is not as great as it used to be. So still, ikaleket shechel peya umaisani. There's still wonderful things that we offer to you. All the tzedakah that we offer the aniyim, you get to collect the leftovers of this field and that which is forgotten, and the corners and the maisani. There's still wonderful things you get in Eretz Yisrael that one would not get in Chutz La'aretz. So a lot of you know, immigrant would be coming in to get all the free things that the country would be giving out. So it's very attractive. So maybe you think you shouldn't accept them because they're doing it for the wrong reasons, not for L'shem Shemayim. K'mashmalan, the Pasuk is Baretz, we even accept them even in Eretz Yisrael. Now, that doesn't mean we don't ask them what the intentions are doing it. We still want them to have the right intentions. But as opposed to saying it's a blanket statement, we never allow any ger in Eretz Yisrael. No, we do allow them, but as long as we know why they're doing it. And we'll explain at the bottom of the page here why when we allow them to convert. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha, bein baretz, bein b'chutzart, tzarech lavi raya, you have to bring a raya no matter where you are that you converted. Pshita, it's obvious. Yachad v'rabim halacha grabim. So it was Rabbi Huda versus Chachamim. So of course we're going to pass him like Chachamim, who's the Rabbim, against Rabbi Huda, who's the Yachid. So mal the same, what would you have thought? Mistaver time of Rabbi Huda, the Kamasai le Kroi, he would think maybe you should override this klal of Yachad v'rabim, because Rabbi Huda makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense because the pasuk says Baretz, so maybe it works only only Baretz you require Raya, since the pasuk says Baretz, but Chutzlart you wouldn't require a Raya. It sounds very mistaber. The pasuk sounds much easier. It works much better for Biuda. K'mashmalan, we invoke the concept of Yochad Rabim, Halachic Rabim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanon, Ushaftetem Tzedek Bein Ish Uvein Achiv Uvein Gero. So the pasuk here on the side is just says, right, says what I just read was the pasuk. You should judge whether it's a man, whether it's a brother, whether it's a ger. You judge all these situations. So Mekan, Amar Rabbi Huda, from here we learn the following halacha. Gershin is Gayer Bebezdin. Hareza Ger. However, Beinol Vein Atzmo Eino Ger. So the halacha is, what do you mean Shaftetem? Ushaftetem tells us that you need a mishpah, you need a din, you need a bezdin. So Geris, Bein Gero, a ger has to do it in front of bezdin. They cannot convert between him and himself. It doesn't work like that. You can't just say, okay, today I want to be Jewish today and just become Jewish. It doesn't work like that. You need to go to a bezdin. Because the pasuk says, "Ushvatetem." So then the Gemara says, "Ma'is be'echad shebalufnei Rabbi Yehuda." Once a story.
Before yesterday, the pasuk was mishpat echad yelachem that you need to have a mishpat pachus megimel.
Right. So why a different pasukim here? Let's see, Tosus in the bottom there. Go back to Memvavim and Beis for a second. Thanks to Adam.
I don't know actually if it's on this point. Anyways.
Let's see, mishpat ksibei. Ushvatetem tzedek bein ish bein achi bein gero.
So he brings a different pasuk than Rashi. Rashi says mishpat is a remez to mishpat echad yelachem v'lager. Tosus says, no, the pasuk is ushvatetem, which is the pasuk we're bringing here.
Uh-huh. So I guess you have to be consistent. The two different pasukim that I brought by two different Gemaras teaching the same idea.
And then he says, if you're going to go for mishpat echad yelachem,
let's see, he says, Inami, the source is Mishpat Echad Yelachem Lager. Vafil Mandam or Besanhedrin, even the opinion of Gemara Sanhedrin that says, Davar Torah Chad Nami Kosher. So that one dain works from the word Mishpat Yelachem, sounds like even one dain works. Hacha Medamin Legzeles Vechaval is the Bin Shlosha. So if you're going to say the source is from, well, what's the problem here? How can a Mishpat Ksibbe, how does that teach us back in yesterday's Gemara, but that's why we're bringing it up? How can a Mishpat teach us you need three dayanim by a ger? Mishpat says it sounds like one dying alone, the Gemara Sanhedrin teaches. You don't need three, you need one dying. So that's why Tosu initially says the real source is Shvatetem. Sounds like the plural, multiple people. You, the men of people, three dayanim are doing the judgment. But even if you want to allow Mishpat Yelachem to be the source of three, so he says, what is there's a problem. Mishpat Yelachem in the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us you could even have one dying to judge a mumminous case. He says, no, we would be comparing Geris more linked to Gezelis V'Chavalis, where everybody agrees you need three dayanim. That's what he's saying. Right? That's what he's basically pointing at. But in the end of the day, there are two different psukim. It seems like...
Yesterday it was what?
Mishpat Yelachem, and now it's Shvatetem, Tzedek Ben Ish, Ben Ochiv Ben Gero. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Ma'isa Be'echad Shebolifnei Rabbi Yehuda. So once he had the following Shaila was presented to Rabbi Yehuda, Vamar Lo, he said... The person said, "Nisgayarti beini l'vayatmi." I converted myself. So Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, "Yesh l'chaidim? Do you have aidim that you converted?" Amar le, "Lav, I don't." "Yesh l'chabanim? Do you have children?" Amar le, "Hein, I do have children." So Amar le, "Neman atal lifsol es asmecha, v'ata neman lifsol es bincha." You have the right to apostle yourself, but you do not have the right to apostle your children. So there's two Rabbi Kivagers here. We're not going to go through them, but this is certainly an interesting discussion here. So Rashi just explains, sorry, Tosos rather, explains how does that work, why you believe to yourself. Once you're making yourself apostle, so Mimela, you're making your children apostle also. How is it possible that you're apostle, but your children aren't apostle? So Tosos invokes the concept, Neman atal of sol asmecha, hainu dafka bimili di mashri nafshi chaticha di isura. Nafshi, it's a very big concept, mashri nafshi chaticha di isura. He made himself into a chaticha isura, if you will. He made himself into a piece of meat that's usur. Aval imba a bas kohen lo pasla, but if he has tashrish with a bas kohen, he doesn't disqualify her. So meaning, he's not really, we don't view him as really being fundamentally usher. He just, in essence, I'll go through one of the pshatim, the ksos, he took a nether upon himself, if you will. He made a nether that he is someone who's usher, and treats himself as usher. So only vis-a-vis himself, he's usher, so maybe he couldn't eat, can't eat truma, can't eat kachim, he's not a yid. But he's not usher to pass other people, because be'ezim, we really believe that he is a Jew. Now, I'm not sure how we get around the problem of how, in the end of the day, he's saying that he... No, that's the point. Since we don't know who he is, so what gives him the nemanus in the first place? The fact that he's a cheskas kashus, we assumed he was Jewish up until now. Now he disqualifies it and saying, no, wait a second, I actually converted myself. You can't retroactively undo the cheskas kashus that you have. Only midin mashi nafshi chaticha di yisura. Okay. So then the Gemara says... that Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Habarim Lo Mehemen, does Rabbi Yehuda really say that this individual is not believed with respect to his children, that his children are still going to be qualified Jews? V'hatanya, the Pasuk says, Yakir Yakirenu Lacherim, the Pasuk says, that you recognize your son, the whole Pasuk is, Ki Es Bechor Ben Hasnua Yakir Laseis Lo Pishnayim. When you have a Bechor and you recognize who your oldest son is, you give him double portion. So on that Pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mikan Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Neman Adam Lomar Zeb Bni Bechor. He believed to say that this one's my child. What's the proof? You don't need proof. The Pasuk is Yakir. The father is trusted to tell us who's the Bechor. Uchshem Shneman Lomar Zeb Bni Bechor. Kach Neman Lomar Bni Zeb Ben Grusha. Who? Oben Chalutzu. Just like he has the right to say who's the Bechor, we also believe him to say if they started the son might be a son of a divorcee or of a Chalutza. And Chacham Omer Enu Neman. He's not believed. But we see from Rabbi Huda that the father is believed to passel the children. And above we said he was not believed to passel the children. So Amar Rav Nachman, this itself is a very interesting discussion. What gives the father that right? How is that? What's the mechanism that's working by the father's nemanus? The discussion in Baba Basra. So how do we deal with this machlokas? Again, one place Rabbi Yehuda is not believed for his children. Another place he says he is believed to say his children are passel. So Amar Rav Nachman, the first wide line down, Bar Yitzchak Hachi Kamar, Lei, Lidvarecha, according to your words, Obed Chachavim Ata, you're a guy. You're the person who came and said, Niskayarti Benili Benatzmi, he's basically saying he's a ger. He's a guy, rather. His gerus doesn't work. Vein Edis Lobed Chachavim, and a guy is not trusted with Edis. So you're now that you're a guy in your world, your Edis doesn't work. So your Edis is not going to be effective on the children. So that's why children remain kosher. But in the other case, about the father saying who's the Bechor and who's the Ben Grusha, he's a Jew. His father's still a Jew. And we trust the aidus of a father to say that his children are apostle.
If he would bring another person with him, is himself considered as an aidus as well?
Another person with him regarding what?
Regarding this issue, that he's a girl. And he said, I'm a girl. He himself considered an aidus.
No,
his problem.
No, his problem was he said he converted himself.
No, I understand, but outside of that issue, just a general question: can he be used himself as an aid?
No.
If you bring another one.
No, I'm saying.
Now you have two.
He's believed.
One of the two is him.
He's believed on his own. That's a discussion above. Chacham Paskin that he had.
Not believed.
Sorry.
That he's not believed on his own.
The different scenarios. If a random guy came up, we never saw him before, and he says he converted, so we trust him based on this migo that Toso said. We trust him completely. If it's a guy that we knew was a goy in the first place, and then he suddenly says, I'm Jewish now, well, prove to us you're Jewish, then he needs Adam. We do not trust him. He does not count with another aid. You need two separate Adam other than him. Okay. Okay, then the Gemara says, we are two Y lines down. Ravina Amar, Hachi Kamar Le. Yesh Lecha Banim, Hain, you have children? He says, yes, I have children. Going back to the case that went to Rabbi Yehuda. So I have children, he said, this guy who claimed he converted by himself. He may have done it. It's not a claim, but it doesn't work. Then they ask him, yesh lecha b'nei banim? Do you have grandchildren? Hain, he says, I do. So amalei, neman ata lifso bincha, b'necha v'yeta neman lifso b'nei bincha. So you believe to disqualify your children, but you're not believed to disqualify your grandchildren. So what's the difference? So Rashi explains around halfway down Rashi, lifsol es bincha or banecha, the nafka lecha miyakir. The word yakir, yes, enechana miyakir gives him full rights to tell us the status of his children, whether it's a bechor, whether it's a ben grusha, whether he's completely not Jewish. But regarding the grandchildren, viata neman lifsol es bnei bincha, the pasuk yakir does not give you the right to disqualify your grandchildren, so it stops there. It stops there after your children, but not beyond that. Okay. So Gemara now says, yeah.
So I
quickly look through it, yeah.
It says that only in the case where you don't have grandchildren, Ravina is going to hold you, could be possibly your grandchild. But if you're kashering the grandchildren, the child has to be.
Right. It's interesting. I'm just trying to think right now. There are sugyas, many sugyas throughout Shas. They have bnei banim harei kinvanim. That we view the grandchildren, mamish, as children. A number of sugyas are going on. Sotah, Gemara, Babasa, Gemara, Rahim, Ravamos, actually coming up soon, I think. There's a number of sugyas like this. There's a Rashi al Torah about this. So bnei banim harei kinvanim. So how far do we extend that? When do we view grandchildren as mamish being like children? So this might be the machlokas here in the Gemara here. That whether your person's believed regarding the grandchildren or not. The Gemara, simply reading the Gemara, says, we only believe him regarding children, but do not believe him regarding grandchildren. That might be one of the issues that's at play here. Something to think about. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanin Nami Hachi, there's a braisa that supports this idea that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Neman Adam Lomar Albano Katan, Vein Neman Albano Gado. A person's believed to say something about his young child, but not an older child. It wasn't mean katan, wasn't mean gadol. V'amar Rabbi Chiya ba'aba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo katan katan mamish, lo katan gadol mamish. Doesn't mean a katan who's under 12 or 13 rather, or a gadol over 13. Ela katan v'yesh lo banim, it means. Zeu gadol, a katan, a minor who might have children, he's considered a gadol. And a gadol v'yesh lo banim har zeu katan. And a gadol who's actually a gadol but doesn't have children, he's viewed as a katan, because it depends on whether having grandchildren or not, based on what Tosus was saying before. V'hilchasa kivase de Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. The halacha is like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, this last opinion here, that
prior one.
The one before, let's see, the prior one, that he's believed that he's a guy, and since he's a guy, he cannot testify about his children. But by the other case of Yakir, where he is a Jewish father, he is believed about his children. But v'hatana kavasa de Ravina, how can you say the halacha is like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the previous opinion, when we went ahead and brought a braisa that supported the opinion of Ravina, who was discussing children and grandchildren? That statement of the braisa was not referring to the case of a ger, it was referring to yakir. So two different cases. When it comes to a ger, so then we pass like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, that if he says he converted between himself, it doesn't work, so we don't trust him to disqualify his children. But when it comes to the halachas of a yakir, where the father's telling us who the oldest is and who's a ben grusha and who's a ben chalutza, where the father's Jewish, so then we only believe him regarding the children, but we do not believe him regarding the grandchildren. Okay, so this is again a very important sugya regarding the nemanus of a ger, nemanus of a father to his son and grandchildren. So the Gemara now goes on back to gerus issues. Tan Rabbanan, ger sheba liskayer bisman hazeh. A ger says he wants to become a convert bisman hazeh. Omrim lo, we say to him the following. Tell me the reason why you're coming to convert. Don't you know that Klai Yisrael, we are very much oppressed and many different adjectives being used here. So a lot of Yisurim come. Why do you want to join us to experience this oppression? So I know this, but I guess I'm not worthy. Rashi says at the end, the bottom of Rashi, "Veini kedai, veini ra'i l'shtatef b'tarason, u'mitein v'az chalachach." I'm not worthy of being mishtatef to being partners in their tzara. U'mitein v'az chalachach. Who will I give and I'll be zocha to this?
Yeah.
So mekablin osam miyad, u'modin osam miksas mitzvos kalos miksas mitzvos chamuros. We accept him, and he says, I understand this, but still, despite the fact that there's all these sorrows, I really want to be Jewish. It's not because I'm gaining anything here. It's because I think it's the emes. So we accept him right away, and we let him know some of the mitzvahs, the lenient mitzvahs, some of the more severe mitzvahs. Umodino so oven leket shechav pei mais oni. Because I guess back then, a lot of the immigrants or the poor people who had nothing to do, I'm not sure what took place in Chutzart, but I imagine there wasn't too much stucco going on outside Eretz Yisrael. So the people living outside Eretz Yisrael, let me go to Eretz Yisrael. The Jews are very nice to their anim. Let me take advantage of the avon, the leket shechav pei. He says to be very, very careful about these sins of taking advantage of these things. So there's a big, if you're not worthy of taking them, then there's the big averos. And then modino so anshin shel mitzvos. We tell him the great punishment you have for violating mitzvos and for not doing mitzvos. Omim lo have yodea sh'ad shilobat l'midazu. Just realize, he says, before you came to this religion, achal techelev, you're able to eat the fats, the forbidden fats of the animals. And yata onesh karis, and you would not get karis. Chalal to Shabbos, you would be able to do work on Shabbos. Yata onesh shkila, you wouldn't get stoned. V'achshav, but now that you're joining us, achal techelev onesh karis, you're going to get karis for eating fat. Chalal to Shabbos onesh shkila, you're going to get stoned for being mechal Shabbos. Uchshem shemodino so onshin shemitzos, just like we tell them all the punishments you get for not listening. Kach modino so matan scharim. You also tell them the great reward you get for listening to the mitzvahs. Olam haba and Gan Eden. Omrim lo havyodea sheolam ba ino asrei el tzadikim v'Yisrael b'zman tzadikim. So just beware that this is a wonderful schar, something called olam haba, that are reserved for the tzadikim. So if you follow the right path, you're going to get this wonderful olam haba that you wouldn't otherwise have gotten. V'Yisrael b'zman hazeh ein yicholim lekabel. But nowadays, we cannot accept. Lo rov tovav, lo rov pronios. Rashi says, lo rov tova, top line, lefishi yetzahara, mechaza acharem. Since the yetzahara is so powerful, because I mean, with Masecha Sukkah, whereas at the end of Sukkah talk at great length about different gathas, about the power of the yetzahara, the Rasham and the Tzadikim who cry at the end of, when they see Yimos Mashiach, and the Shech, the Yitzhara, they each cry. The Tzadik cried because his Yitzhara is so powerful, and the Rasha cries because his Yitzhara is so small. And the Gemara talks about a person should never trust himself until the day he dies, and talks about the greater person is, the greater the Yitzhara are. So all these things, the Yitzhara is so powerful, so V'shema Tazuach Daitan Alayi V'yichatu, so you might, it's very challenging, the Yitzhara. So, big time, yeah. Okay, so what's it saying here by the side? Lo rov tovav, lo rov pranios. What's the idea here?
The idea is that the Ram chazer achem yisrael tkof otam harbe yoter meumot haolam. Al kein, ilu hayu yisrael nenim harbe oneg hashmi, uketotzah mikach hayu mitgaim, hayu baim lidei chet. Anu omrim ken, leumat lid...
Anu
omrim ken, laomel lidgayer, kedei sheyavin shehamatzav miyuchad shebo nitzav yisrael bezman hazeh hu beemet letovatam haruchanit.
So you're saying, it's not too much good, there's not too much bad. If there's too much good, so then, because the Yetzer Hara, a person can get so...
situation in the middle, balanced.
Right, so if the person gets so much tov, he's going to be, so excited and forget about Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have too much gaiva, and there's too much pranios, so we get wiped out, a person won't be able to function. So we have somewhere in the middle, not too good, not too bad.
Wait, we tell him this, or this is...
I think it's all we tell him, I think so, yeah. It's all part of the conversation. And further says the Gemara, "Vein Mar bin Alav." We don't talk too much to him. We don't mention it. We can't go through all the mitzvahs and all the punishments. Vein Medakting Alav, and we're not that careful. Even the ones we do mention, we're not so exact in all the diktukim of the punishments. But we tell him an overview, I guess. So then Kibel, so he accepts. So then Malan also Miad, so we give him a bris milah right away. They're on the spot. Nishtar botit and makvin, if certain parts of the arla were not removed, esamila, chosen, yet malinosa, you have to do it yet a second time, shnia, to remove the leftover arla. Nisrapa, once he gets healed from the surgery, matbilinosa miyad, we put him in the mikvah, vishne tamidi chachamim omnim agavav, while two tamidi chachamim are watching, umodino so, mixas mitzvahs kalos, mixas mitzvahs chamurus. At that point, we let him know some of the mitzvahs, some of the kalos from the chamuros in order to have a kabbalah all mitzvos. And tavav Allah, he goes to the mikvah and comes up. Harehu ki Yisrael l'chol dvarav, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. And with respect to a woman, Isha, Noshim Oshivos Osa B'mayim, the women place her in the mikvah, Ad Tzavara, up until her neck, Vishnei Tamid Chachamim Omnim La, and two Tamid Chachamim stand Mibachot outside Umodin Osa, and let her know some mitzvahs, mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs chamuros. Okay, and then Echad Ger, Echad Eved Meshuchar, whether it's a Ger, converting, whether it's Eved Meshuchar, who's been freed, who's becoming a full-fledged Jew now, Uvimakum Shanida, Tovlin Sham Ger, Eved Meshuchar Tovlin. The same exact mikvah that a woman goes into, those are the same standards that a man has to go to convert. The Choldavar Shechotetz Betvila, Chotetz Beger, Eved Meshuchar Uvinida. Anything that's Chotetz in general is going to be Chatita for all these types of Tfilos. Okay. So there's something very interesting, Tosfosim here. So look at Tosfos on the top for a second. Matbil no somiyad. So Tosfos writes, top Tosfos, mashma shem mila kodem tefila. Mila's first. First you give them bris mila, and then you do the tefila. Uchadamar ein ger ad sheyimol vitvo, like we said above. V'teima damar b'harel mu'beresh shenizgaira b'na, shenizgaira b'na ein tzarech tefila. A woman who became, while she is pregnant, she becomes a ger. I once heard this maisa. A maisa like this, actually, a number of years ago. She was pregnant. It's called harasa shlo b'kdusha v'leidasa b'kdusha. The harasa wasn't kdusha, but now it is. So she was matvil while being pregnant. The child doesn't require tevila. So the problem is, so it requires a brismila. There, the tevila of the mother, which goes on to the son, goes before the mila. So it's out of order. So Omar Reed, the shiny halsim that kadi lo chazir the mila, they're different because it was, he wasn't right to a mila.
You just say uber yerachim.
It wasn't a separate entity. You didn't even, it didn't exist. So he's just born Jewish. There's no need for tefillah. His ger, his mila isn't a mila of geris. His mila is a mila of Yisrael. We don't require tevilas. So, okay. Okay. But there's another interesting tosis here, I thought. Happen to be very interesting things on the side here about tefillah stuff, mikvahs. Maybe we'll do them at the end. Let's go a little bit further, though. Amar Mar. Ger shebal liskayer omrim lo mar isa shebasal liskayer. We say to him, what did you do? What made you decide to become a Jew? Modin also mixes mitzvahs, kalas mitzvahs chamurus. We start telling him about all the mitzvahs, or some of the mitzvahs. Sorry?
Was it Mishnah?
No, this was a Brisa. I'm not a Brisa.
Works like a Mishnah.
What do you mean, works like it?
Meaning?
I'm not sure if
it's like a storyline. It's like, what do you do? How do you act?
Yeah, we're analyzing it. Yeah, we're trying to figure out. It's a halacha.
So now the Gemara is analyzing the Brisa.
Exactly.
Which is like Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my question. So Brisa is a Mishnah. Like Mishnah.
Yeah, it's like a Mishnah. Yeah. So quoting that line of the Brisa, that when he comes, we ask him why he wants to become Jewish, and we start letting him know some of the mitzvahs. So, my taima. So, why do we let him know? D'i parish nifrosh. Rashi says, D'i parish shelo yiskayer nifrosh v'lo yichpatlan. So, if he decides, I don't want to be Jewish, he gets turned off, he gets scared. Allow him to separate. We're not bothered by that. It's actually somewhat preferable. We try to deter him, in other words. Why do we deter him? Because the Gemara explains, Zama Rabbi Chalbo, Kashim Gerim L'Yisrael Kesapachas. That Gerim are very hard for Klai Yisrael, like a sapachas, like a blemish. Dichsiv, V'nilva ha-ger aleim, nispechu al-beis Yaakov. So the Ger is going to bring nispech, going to bring a sapachas to the house of Yaakov. So Rashi says, what does it mean, sapachas? Lashim sapachas, she'ochsin ma'asein ha-rishonim, they're going to be still holding on to their ways they were before they were a ger, which were in good ways, which are the ways of the goyim, and we're going to learn from them. Oh, some chen aleim be'isr v'heter, or we're going to rely on them when it comes to isr v'heter. So it's going to be a big problem for us because they're not going to be following everything lehalacha. Tosis says a similar thing here. Tosis kashim gerim liyisol kesapachas lefishayim mekin beduk deke mitzvos v'yisol lemeidim v'masem. But they're not so medactic in the mitzvahs, but they're only Jewish for however long they've been Jewish for. And we're going to learn from them that's going to be bad for us. U'maseches nida perish b'kuntres od lashon acher. Another explanation is, not that we're going to learn from them, But even if we don't learn from them, we know not to learn from them, but the fact that now we're all connected through Arvis, we're going to be responsible for what they do.
Avos.
Right, and then Tosus goes on to say, V'kosha, the Beperek Ilu Nemar, and the Gemara and Tota tells us, Mash Mishaloayu Arvim Alagirim. There's no Arvis by Gerim. D'lo Choshev Hasam Arvis Shal Arvrav. So Arvis doesn't apply. So that would be the reason to say, which is a fascinating concept, that Gerim would not be included in Arvis. V'odi Shalmar, another reason why Kashim Gerim Lisa Kisapacha, says Tosus, the Kashim Gerim Lisa Lefisha Misarvin Bem, since they're among us, Vein Shechina Shora Ela Al Mishpichos HaMiuchasos B'Shibi Yisrael. Apparently Shechina is only resting on those who have Yichas. A Ger who converts does not have the Yichas, the Shechina will not be Shora on him. And the most fascinating answer is the next one, the last answer of Tosos, is V'yesh Mefarshim, Lefisha B'Yoser Huzharu Yisrael Al HaGerim Vein Yichon Lizar Me'onosam. That I thought it was read the other way around. Like oppression. Thinking about it, I think there's some Girsa issues here. Let's look at the Tosfos and Kedushin. The way it's normally understood in other Tosfosim is that there's a whole long Tosfos Yishanim here. That since they're going to be better in mitzvahs than we are, they're going to be so much because they became Jewish because they wanted to become Jewish, and they're going to make us look bad. That's what, how it's understood in other Tosfosim. I'm not sure if that's what he means here. It sounds like it doesn't mean that way.
So it's all work with the Pasuk after the Ger. Ki Gerim Hayitem Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Sound from this Tosfos that you shouldn't love them at all because they're bad for you.
No, there's a reason why to deter them. One, to become Jewish, so certainly with open arms. And let's keep, we still have half a daf, it should go quickly. Let's go through the rest of this. Gemara says, Modino, so Avon Leket Shecha Pe Maiser Ani. We let them know the other Avonas, these particular cases. My time, what's the reasoning? So Amr Bechir Ba'aba, Amr B'Yochanan Ben Noach, Nerag Apachas Mishar Pruta. The halach is, if a Ben Noach steals money from someone, even though it's less than Shavar Pruta, it's a penny, they get killed. V'lo Nitein Li Shavam, and we do not allow it to get paid back. So how's that related to here? So they're saying, if you guys are farmers, don't say the aninim who are collecting leket shechem peh, don't say they're gazlanim and try to kill them. Here it's different. We're actually lessening it from where you came from in the past, so then you had the right to kill someone for taking something that wasn't theirs. Now it's different. Now we don't kill Jews for taking leket shechem peh, allow them to take it. That's what he's saying, I believe.
No, the opposite.
It is two of the shonas.
Okay.
That's the first. Here. Over there. Pruta was considered something for him, he would kill for it. Now you're going to give Pe'ah and
Leket Shecha, right.
And which is much, much higher in value.
Right.
So maybe that was scary.
Right. Okay. So then the Gemara says, the Tudat V'ein Marbin Olav, V'ein Medakting Olav. We don't, you know, go on for so long, and we're not so precise in how we present everything to him. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Maikra, what's a pasuk? Dichsiv, V'atera, Kimis ametas he laleches ata v'sechdel ladaber eleha amrla asar lan tchum Shabbos. So I'm gonna need a little help here in this pasuk in Rus, which is one of the, you know, we learn a lot of Ger stuff from there. And she saw, what's the exact translation? Yeah.
That Ruth was determined to go with her.
Uh huh.
So she stopped the argument.
Uh huh. Okay, fine. Amrla. So she said asar lan tchum Shabbos. So it's Chum Shabbos now, I guess. They start walking past a certain point. Basher telchi eleich, wherever you go, I'm going to go with you, said Rus. So Asalan Yichud, but she says, but Rus, you can't have Yichud. So Basher teleni alin, where you sleep, I'm going to sleep. Mafkidin sheish meos v'yigimu mitzvot, there's 630 mitzvot you need to keep. Imcha, I'm with you. Ima, I'm with you wherever you are. Asalan avodas chachavim, you can't worship avodas zar anymore. Velokach elokai, your God's my God. Arba Mises Nimsu Lebezin, Bashir Tamusa Amos, wherever you die, I will die. Beis Kvarm Nimsu Lebezin, the two different cemeteries given to Mises Bezin. Visham Akaver, I'm going to be buried wherever I need to be buried. So Miyad Vatera Kim Sametsasi. So right away, so she accepted it, and then she was accepted as a ger. So I guess what we're seeing from all this is that we don't say all the mitzvahs, we're not marbim too much, we just say some of the mitzvahs. So we gave a few examples, we don't go through all the examples. So here too, so by a ger, we only mention some examples of mitzvahs and Averis, we don't mention all of them. Then the Gemara says, Kiba Malano Samiyad. Then once he accepts, okay, I'm willing to accept, I want to become Jewish. So right away we give him the Bris Milah. My time, and why do we give it right away there on the spot? Shehuya Mitzvah L'mashinan. We don't delay the mitzvah. We have the opportunity to perform the mitzvah Bris Milah to bring in another neshama into Kanfei Shechina. So we don't delay that at all. We do it right away. So then the Gemara says, Nishtairu Bo Titzin Makfin Hamila. If after performing the Bris Milah, there's still some of the arla that's left behind, you have to go ahead and clean it up. Because it's not like the Mishnah tells us. There's Mishnah and Shabbos, I think. That's Shabbos and later on. But Mishnah and Shabbos. That Eloheina Titzin Makfin Hamila. Basar Chupes Rov Hatara. So there are certain tzitzin which refer to some, I guess, the strings, some of the skin that's preventing the makiv, the mila, from being a good mila. If it's still enough arla to cover rove of the atara, so then that's going to be makiv. Veina ochel b'tshuma, such a kohen, if it had a bris mila that was so much arla left over, would not be allowed to eat truma. So that's the amar b'yirmiya ba'aba, amar rav, basar achupa, rov gova shatara. So it covers most of the gova of the atara. That's the definition of tzitzin hamakvin. So if the ger has tzitzin hamakvin, we would go back and finish off, complete the bris milah. Then the Gemara quotes from the brayse above, nisrape matbilno samiyad. Once he becomes sealed from the milah, he goes into the mikvah. Nisrape in lo, nisrape lo. Only once he becomes sealed. But if he's not healed yet, he doesn't go to the mikvah. My taima. Mishum dimaya marzu maka. So what does that mean?
Will be more painful if you go before you heal.
The water is going to be bad for the wound. Right. Okay. There are two Tamid Chacham who are standing above him. So, we need three, we said. We asked the question yesterday. We said you require three Mishpat Yelachem or Shafat to them. The Pasuk says you need three. How can the Gemara here goes along and says you could have two Tamid Chacham standing there alone? So Amar Yochanan Litana Tani Shlosha. He says it really should be three Tamid Chachamim who are standing above, serving as the Dayanim. So then the Gemara says Tavav Allah Hare Hu Kisrael Chodaver. So once he goes to the mikveh, he receives the Bris Milah, he heals, he goes into the mikveh, he comes up, and now he's a full-fledged Jew. So Gemara says L'mayhuch. So what is the Gemara? What's the Brisa teaching us by saying that he's a Kisrael Chodvarav? So Gemara says the Hader Bey. If he goes ahead and he's a choser and he wants to retract on his geris, which doesn't work, he wants to go back to being a guy, and then after doing that he gets married to Bas Yisrael, so it's a good kedushin. He requires a get to end that relationship, and the he's viewed as a Yisrael mumar l'chol dvarf. That's what it means. He's a the Yisrael l'chol dvarf. Okay, so, mumar is someone who